The legislative session starts in just 1 week, but before we get to that, we have Proudly Pro-Life Weekend kicking off the festivities this weekend in Columbia. Lisa Van Riper from the South Carolina Citizens for Life joins us on the program today to talk about it all. Welcome into the fastest growing and strongest conservative talk show in the state of South Carolina. This one is the Palmetto Family Matters Show. Watch this. It is Monday, January the 6th at the time of the recording in the year of our Lord 2025. It's going to take me some time to get onto that one. Randy Page joins me. I'm Justin Hall. Lisa Van Riper with us with the South Carolina Citizens for Life. We're talking about Proudly Pro-Life Weekend, and we want to remind you that Proudly Pro-Life Weekend kicks off for, I think this is our fourth year doing this, the Prayer in the Chambers event will kind of be the lead into that at 4 o'clock at the South Carolina State House this coming Friday. It is free. Come as you are. You don't need to wear the coat and tie like we're going to have to wear later on this week. Don't do that. Just come as you are. We're going to have a blast there praying for our legislators in the upcoming legislative session. And what we've seen happen over the last couple years of us doing this event, as Christians from around the state converge on the Capitol to pray for each and every legislator that's there, whether they agree with them or not on the issues. We have seen great change in both that state house and across our state with family first, biblical value-based legislation that has passed and become law in the state of South Carolina. So join us on Friday, January the 10th at 4 o'clock. Come as you are. South Carolina State House security does ask that you don't bring any animals unless they are service animals. Please no noisemakers. And of course, no weapons will be allowed into the building either. Boilerplate, I have to tell you, we move on. Lisa Van Riper joins us from the South Carolina Citizens for Life. The Proudly Pro-Life Weekend officially kicks off with the dinner on Friday night, January the 10th. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. I feel outnumbered. I feel like there's a lot of Greenville in this show and only one Columbia. I feel outnumbered.
Well, now, Justin, I'm only a half Greenville because I grew up outside of Columbia and in the county of Orangeburg in the frog junk capital of South Carolina, which is Springfield, South Carolina. I'm just kind of a neutral here today. So I guess we're a balanced group.
I like that. I like balance. I like compromise. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, that's a good area to be from. I'm closest to like the peach capital. Once you get over to Batesburg, Leesville and Gilbert area,
right?
I'm closer there, which is the fertile crescent of this state is right in the middle for all you Greenville
folks. Absolutely.
So let's talk about this dinner this weekend. Lisa, let's start with the dinner, part of Proudly Pro-Life Weekend. Seth Dillon returns the featured guest speaker.
He does. And our theme this year is a family reunion. And so people can come over from the state house if they want to get tickets, and they can come to the dinner pretty much as they are, just a nice dressy casual as you would go to a family reunion, maybe not jeans, but you know, and we are welcoming people home, including the unborn, which we're the family in South Carolina. We, the conservatives, the pro-life conservatives, we welcome everybody in the family at our table, including our unborn brothers and sisters. And we're a large family. We are so grateful to Palmetto Family for being one of the bookends of this weekend, kicking this off with the prayers in the chamber, and then the student leadership development group with Michelle Talley. She's going to be the other bookend in developing our young people. And right in between, we are having a Proudly Pro-Life family reunion dinner on Friday night, and then we'll join together on Saturday morning at 12 o'clock at the State House for our Rally for Life, which this will be, I think, the 51st rally we have had at the State House. And this will be either the 10th or 11th dinner that we have had preceding the rally. So this is going to be a great weekend. This is coming right before the legislative session, as you noted, and it's also coming right before the inauguration of a new president. And we know that President Trump, when he was previously president, president. He was the most proudly pro-life president we've ever had, and he really reshaped the Supreme Court to give us the opportunities we have today in South Carolina to really protect the unborn child and their mothers.
Right. You talk about this welcome home sort of theme. And I think that's interesting. As a South Carolina Gamecock fan, I'm very familiar with the term. We talk about this and coming together ahead of a legislative session. How important is it for folks to kind of be dialed into what the pro-life community is doing? Maybe not with the dinner. Maybe they have other plans and they aren't coming to the dinner, but they're going to come to the march. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Bundle up. It's always cold. Always cold.
Always.
And it will be cold on Saturday morning. I can almost assure you, and there might be some accumulation of something off to the side of the road. Now, for the march and for the rally, how important is it for folks to get involved in this if they want to be a part of the pro-life community, if they want to hear what's happening from different keynotes and stakeholders in this? How important is it for them to be there for that march on Saturday morning?
It's incredibly important because we really are turning a page in the pro-life movement. We worked for 50 years to have Roe versus Wade overturned because the people through their states could do some things, but they could not significantly protect children or their mothers under as long as Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. That is now gone. We have been freed from judicial tyranny to now have a platform not only to speak, but a platform to act. And our legislators need to know that we are continuing. We're continuing now into what I would call pro-life 2.0. And so it's important to let the legislators know that we are committed. I will tell you the most attention we ever got from the legislators on this rally was when we had the rally with threats of a tornado. I'm not kidding. People started texting me that day and they said, gosh, you guys really are committed. Even in this kind of weather, you're standing out there. And so, yes, it's going to be a little cold, but that's why we have overcoats, okay? And there may be a little bit of rain. It looks like the snow is not predicted, but you know what? That's why we have umbrellas. And so we keep the rally to 1 hour. We keep it to 1 hour so that we recognize it's, you know, we're in an outside venue. But legislators do pay attention. And one thing I would like to share is that in this last election, the pro-life movement and issue, we were basically carpet bombed, if you would, for about 4 months by the Harris campaign. You know, they made that an issue front and center.
Yes.
And so we sustained lie after lie after lie. Now, groups like Family Research Council and National Right to Life and Susan B. Anthony, a lot of other of pro-life groups, they pushed back and they got the correct information out about the extremity of the Democratic platform and particularly the Kamala Waltz ticket. However, they outspent us by not just a few millions, just the Harris campaign alone put $500 billion into the abortion rights message. And I see Randy shaking his head.
Yes.
We did not have $500 billion to put into that. And so we've got to reset. There are people who are somewhat unsteady right now. They've heard a lot of lies. They've heard a lot of distortions. This weekend, where we all come together, South Carolina Citizens for Life and our partners such as Palmetto Family and lots of other organizations, South Carolina Baptist, the diocese, so important that we come together and begin now to set the record straight on what is the vision for a culture of life. Are we out to harm women, or have we been the group for 50 years that's really been trying to protect women while protecting their unborn child? So we've got to reset this weekend, and this is critical. And we do that starting with prayer. Thank you very much. going to the dinner that will last a couple of hours where we can get a lot of information out, and then moving to the rally. And so this is our chance, and then to move to our young people for development, for leadership development. This is our chance to reset on the pro-life issue. And I truly believe when we reset on the pro-life issue, we reset on all the social cultural issues. Because if you find a person who's willing to vote for life, most of the time, they're going to be supportive of the broader agenda that people like you all at Palmetto Family are promoting. That's, Randy could probably
Absolutely.
Add to whether is that's your observation too.
Absolutely. And, it's exciting for me, Lisa, you know, just even talking about, you know, the march and the rally, and because I think we actually met at a rally a few years ago. Actually, it's been a couple decades ago. And just remember the impact that that had on my life, had on, you know, my family, and just to see, you know, what it does here in South Carolina. And, you know, those people who, you know, really stood tall with the torch of life decades ago, and you know, have, and that we've been able to continue to build upon that foundation, you know, that was put forward. And you know, one of the things I did want to talk about is, and I know last year we were excited to hear Seth Dillon at the dinner, and this year I understand he's going to be both at the dinner and the rally. Which is exciting. And so just want to kind of talk through what precipitated bringing, you know, the same speaker back to back years.
Oh, that's a great question. And actually, we made that decision 1 week after the dinner last year.
Great.
And the reason we did that was because we thought that he had just profound observations about not only the issue of life, but the broader cultural issues, because they're really so tied together, and how that is tied together to our First Amendment freedoms of religion and speech and assembly and press and the right to redress, ask the government to redress your grievances. And we have found that as people have attacked the issues of life and family, they've also begun to try to erode our First Amendment liberties. And so we found those remarks very profound. So we thought, okay, he's given us some insight into pre-election. Wouldn't it be great to bookend him into the next rally to give us his post-election observations? And you all might remember, he really talked a lot last year about how we needed to understand how critical it was that Elon Musk bought Twitter, and that a lot of times we get so focused on narrow points of an issue, we don't realize that some of these other cultural actions are really going to be profoundly influence things. Well, you know, when I look back now, Randy and Justin, I see that as almost a prophetic statement, because look at the effect that just having the open platform of now X, and then having Elon Musk awakened on the threat to freedom of speech, he's now come to understand freedom of conscience, which is religious, basically, you know. Yes. All these threats that we're having, Elon Musk now is becoming central to the whole Trump administration. So when I look back at that, I see that I think I'm just delighted he's coming back. I'm very excited. I understand we are giving him 10 extra minutes. He's going from 30 minutes to 40 at the banquet. He will not have quite that much time, of course, on a cold day at the rally.
Right.
But at the dinner, he's going to have 40 minutes. At the rally, he will also speak probably more like 10. That's why if there are any tickets left, I encourage people to go online and to get those tickets if they're available for the dinner. But you can also come out to the rally, because it's my guess, he's going to have different observations. And he's just a profound thinker of our time. And to think he's in his early 40s and doing this, and he's a Christian man, it's just, right. it's just, and he's, He suffered persecution. Remember, he was
Yeah.
deplatformed from
He was.
Twitter, and this group of guys, they were willing to take the economic hit rather than to back down. So I just think he checks all the boxes that we need right now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really looking forward to being there this weekend to hear him again. So thanks, Lisa.
Yes, would it be good to give some information on if somebody is interested in trying to get some tickets or?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, if in fact you can go to our website, and that is SC Life, SC Life. I guess this is a, is it forward slash? It goes over to the right. Okay. Is sclife.org slash events. If you go to that, it'll take you straight to this event. Okay. If you, for some reason, it says you're that you can't get a ticket or something, I would advise you to call 803-252-LIFE, 803-252-LIFE, because there may be a waiting list or it may be a glitch in the computer. So anyway, you can also use that number, and we have folks standing by if you're interested in this or the rally. And the rally, I know we say march and rally, and sometimes march turns people off. They don't understand maybe what that is. It is a peaceful march. We start at the Russell House. We all come together. It's led off by the Knights of Columbus. That's been a tradition for 51 years now. They come to the State House. They arrive at about noon. They are welcomed by joyful sound of North Greenville University with some songs. Then we go straight into the rally at the State House. But some people, for whatever reason, maybe you don't want to walk, maybe you need some accessibility because of a handicap, you can come straight to the State House at about 12:15, and the marchers will greet you there.
So this is a big event. This is a big weekend, a lot going on. Again, if you want tickets to the Proudly Pro-Life dinner, Seth Dillon is the featured speaker that event, and he is a good listen, and he is an insightful individual, I'll put it that way, and very influential. You can go to sclife.org, click on events, then click on that page. You'd be able to get the tickets for yourself. Or if you want to do a little bit more, you can do that as well. Make a donation to Citizens for Life. And then, of course, join us on January the 10th, that Friday at 4 p.m. for the prayer in the chamber as we kick off the Proudly Pro-Life weekend here in South Carolina. Looking ahead to next Tuesday, the start of the legislative session in South Carolina on Tuesday, January the 14th. The kids converge on the playground and the sandbox again. And we look forward to what happens after that, which is always just a grand time. Lisa Van Riper from Citizens for Life. Thank you so much for joining us, Lisa. We appreciate it. The
Thank you so
field trip has
much.
end the field trip has ended, I see.
I
So
see
we
the field trip is over with the dog.
There you go.
Thank you all so much.
That is it for this edition of the Palmetto Family Matters Show. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll be back later on this week with a conversation with House Rep Luke Rankin, talking about his freshman life inside the House of Representatives and so much more with him.